Amen. Let's sing that together, y'all. Come on. Y'all sing that. Stand up and sing, Silent Night. Just the verse, the first verse.
Caesar Augustus, that all the world should be taxed.
And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea, which unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because it was of the house and lineage of David. And being taxed with Mary, his espoused wife. I'll say espoused. That's his fiance, okay? Espoused wife, being great with child. You got to remember something. I want you to think about how they're feeling. They're engaged and supposedly in a Jewish tradition and Jewish, the espoused wife will not be with child. So remember, this is all these things is really, really weighing heavy on these guys. This is something very powerful. Their life has been uprooted. Okay? And now an angel, of course, she tells him that an angel did it and God was in this, and he's going, yeah, right. Everybody thought it was a soldier's child. It was really, really bad stuff going on. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of God shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Y'all say manger. And suddenly there was with the multitude of angels, a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Let's pray. Father, we love you, Lord. We praise your name. We thank you for your grace, your mercy. We thank you, God, that you are alive and well on the throne, Father. There's nothing, absolutely nothing apart from you that you cannot handle. Lord, I see this day orchestrated in a very powerful way. I actually changed what I was going to preach on. I felt you lead me to change. And then communion last week was changed this Sunday. Advent, Luke chapter 2, and reckless love. I see, God, that you're trying to build something in our lives, and we need to think about it and hear it and see it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. The church said, amen. Amen. You can be seated. On the way down, tell somebody, I got a feeling we're going to be feeling that old time feeling again. Go ahead and say it. Amen. Amen. There was these three men were trying to get in a crowded restaurant on Christmas Day. Everybody tried to go to a restaurant on Christmas Day? It gets kind of crazy, don't it? So they forgot to make reservations the day before. So the maitre d' met them and said, because it's Christmas Day, we have a special deal to get you in to get the last three tables. If you have something on you that has to do with Christmas, I'll let you in. The first man reached into his shirt pocket, took out a lighter, and flicked it, and held up and set a Christmas candle. He said, sure. He chuckled and said, you can come in. The next man reached into his pants pocket, took out a set of keys, and shook them in the air and hollered, jingle bells. He said, he paused for a minute, he groaned and said, okay, go in before I change my mind. The last man rummaged through his pants pockets, nothing. Next he checked his shirt's pockets, nothing again. Finally he searched his coat pockets, paused, thought for a moment, and took out a pair of women's eyeglasses. The maitre d' looked at him and said, huh? He said, they're Carol's. All right, strike two. I'm going to have a strike three today, okay? Okay. So here we go. I'm going to do something a little different today. I was going down and just going Christmas 101 and naming off everything. And when I got to the manger, I felt the Holy Spirit just grabbed me and said, stop here. Don't go any further. Stop here. So as I began to think about the manger and thinking of 2020, because some people say, I can't wait for 2021 to happen because it's bound to be better. Well, I'm an optimist and I want it to be better, but also looking at it through spiritual eyes, I don't think it's going to get better. I think it's going to get worse. Okay? Not trying to alarm you, and I hope I'm wrong. Optimistically, I believe it's going to be better. Oh yeah, I want it to be better. Yeah, glory, glory, glory. But the way things are going and setting up for the last days, I don't think 2021 is going to make. Matter of fact, I think 2021 might make 2020 look like kindergarten. Okay? And so I was looking at the manger, and I thought about the manger in a different way this time. The manger now is a picture of things to come. Okay? A picture of things to come. So let me just try to get through this a little bit. And if I don't get all the way through it today, that's all right. We'll finish it next week. It'll be fine. But look, 2020 has been a very fill-in-the-blank year. Everybody's got a blank you can fill in. It's been crazy. It's been obnoxious. It's been scary. It's been just absolutely. I walked around the other day outside getting ready to go in the drugstore, and I saw these people wearing these masks, and I thought about it, and I saw the mask, and I said, man, I can't even imagine. What if our loved ones had died before all this took place, if they would be able to see this now, or see us wondering, how in the world can this stuff be going on? Also, I do want to tell you some good news. The first immunization shots have left the warehouse. Okay? So they're being trucked out. Pfizer is trucking them out today, and they're being taken to places. First, they're going to go to nursing homes and hospitals, but they have been shipped. The first shipment was sent today. So praise God for that. Give the Lord a hand clap and praise for that. Yes. And again, we don't know what's going on, because honestly, it's just been, think about it. You have asked everybody in here just to close your eyes and give me what you think of 2020, and there's 50 people in here, there'd be 50 different answers. If there was 100 people in here, there'd be 100 different answers, because everybody was affected differently. Okay? So as the, watch this now, life as we know it has been turned upside down. Not only has life been turned upside down, some of us, our life has been turned inside out. I've noticed in the last few months, a lot of stuff that was right has now been considered wrong. And I noticed stuff that was wrong is now considered right. Anybody are familiar with that? Isn't 2020 crazy? Would you ever think we'd see this in our nation now, as crazy as all the stuff that's going on here with the virus and all the unrest and all the other stuff that's going on? It just drives me up the wall when I see this stuff. And I literally had to take a break from the news, because it was actually getting to me. And so I turned it off and turned it to the Virginian. I know how the Virginian is going to start. I know how it's going to end. I know how Bonanza is going to start. I know how Bonanza is going to end. When I turn on the news, I have no idea what started today and how it's going to end. And so, and depending on whose commentary you listen to, wow. So, it just drives me up the wall. But let me take this a little deeper. Now, I told you, we're going to build a little case today. Now, let's go back 2,020 years that way. Go back. Okay? Life for Mary and Joseph had been turned upside down. Inside out. Right is wrong. Wrong is right. Can you imagine? Here's this virgin. She's a virgin. She is a wholesome person, serving God, looking for the promise of God. The angel comes upon her and says, fear not, Mary. You have been selected to carry the Christ child. But in order for this to happen, you're going to do it without knowing a man. Wow. Can you imagine how crazy this had to be? And then the Holy Spirit comes upon her. Now she's pregnant. Her Elizabeth is pregnant. She goes and talks to Elizabeth. The baby starts jumping in her womb when she gets to Elizabeth. All this stuff is just, it's crazy. Now, here we go. Joseph finds out, look, this was wrong. This was supposed to be wrong. She's pregnant. He did not do it. It's supposed to be wrong. But now, wrong is right, because it actually wasn't wrong, it was right. Say that three times real fast. And so here's Joseph, but now Joseph has to go around with a spouse, a wife, an engagement, and she's pregnant, and he's not the father. Can you imagine what they were hearing? Their life was totally turned upside down. And then to make matters worse, then he had to travel, and it's going to take weeks to make this journey with a pregnant woman on a burro. Wow. It's just an amazing thing what had happened. So for us, our life's been turned upside down, inside out. Right is wrong, wrong is right. The same thing with Mary and Joseph, going through the same thing, 2020 for us, and zero for them. Amen? So when you start thinking, well, nobody has any idea what I'm feeling or what I'm going through, just look back at them. If you think you're the only one that's ever been through something, which is usually what happens when we start going through something, we forget that we are not the only ones. Okay? And other people have gone through it. So here they are. And watch this now. It's going to get worse before it gets better. Thanks a lot, Pastor. You're just filling us full of Christmas joy. I want you to look at that again. See that rainbow? It's going to get worse before it gets better. What am I talking about? I believe that 2020 is first the beginning. 2020 isn't an ending. You just don't take 2020 and set it up in parameters right here and go, okay, 2021, we just push 2020 out the window, and now we can start new and fresh, and everything's going to be awesome. No. 2020 was the beginning. I think it's awesome also that 2020 means perfect vision. I believe the Lord in 2020, in the way He does things, He allowed us to have perfect vision of what's coming down the path. So I believe that 2020 was a beginning. Not only do I believe it was a beginning, I believe it was a setup. What kind of setup? It's a setup because things had to get put in place in order for other things to take place. I couldn't believe it. Went to Walmart. First, I had to wear a mask. Then, when I get there, I pull out my money and they go, "Your money's no good, sir. We have to have a card." Now, instead of just one set of countries on their own, it's a pandemic, not an epidemic, a pandemic. If it was in here, Beaufort County, it'd be a Beaufort County epidemic. It's a pandemic. It's global. It's worldwide. Don't let anybody try to tell you how things, whatever, whenever, however, it's all over the world and everybody's suffering the same. Okay? So here's the suffering. Now, it's all leading away to a one world system, a one world government. Okay? Jesus said, "I'm out to shorten the days, or the very elect will be deceived." How can we be deceived when this stuff's coming unless it's something like this that just takes us? And you know, in one way I'm thinking I'm trying to survive, do what's right, pay attention. I am my brother's keeper. I'm going to wear a mask because I am my brother's keeper. You know, and I'm going to do what they asked me to do because I want to see it go down, not go up, and all this. But all at the same time, we're being herded like sheep. How many's doing exactly the way they thought they were going to get things done? Now you got to make sure you got all your I's crossed, or your T's, whatever, the I's dotted and your T's crossed. Being herded like cattle. It's a setup. So 2020 first is the beginning, not an end. It's a setup. Not only is it a setup, but it's prophetic. I just told you. It's prophetic. Because it's telling us we're getting ready to really see the last days. We're already in it. 2020 was the beginning of it. I know there's pre-trib rapture, post-trib rapture, mid-trib rapture, a-trib rapture. There's so many different charts. You know, sometimes I can see Jesus look over the corner and said, "I'd go get my children, Lord, but I'm not sure which chart to use." Aren't you glad He don't have to use our charts? He's got this. But it's prophetic because what's getting ready to take place, we're not even going to be able to imagine. 2 years ago, we would never imagine what's happening now. Ever. Ever. So it's prophetic. And it's pointing to bigger things to come. So, this is 2020. Now let's take it back 2,000 years. years, 2,020 years. And now, let's look at the manger. The manger was the beginning. The manger was a setup. You know, we think it was just sweet that he was in the manger, and we think about, oh, you know, little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay, and we just get all goosebumpy, not realizing that Jesus was in a cave. A cave. He's in a cave, a little baby Jesus in a cave because there's no room for him. And they put him in the manger, which is the trough they feed the animals from. And so again, it's not only it's a setup for what's coming. It's a setup that's prophetic. If you look at everything that's in that stable, you'll see it's prophetic of what's coming. And then it was a picture of bigger things to come. So now let me just try to get you a little further into this. The manger was more than a manger. When you think about Christmas, how often do you connect with Easter? We just did. We've got Advent. We had Advent today. We've got all this stuff up here. We're singing Away in a Manger and Silent Night, and at the same time taking communion. We connected Christmas and Easter in the service today. So now, if you think about it, Easter, Christmas, at the same time. You see, just to give you a little background here. It's a 6-mile journey between the manger and the cross, physically. This journey is the story of Jesus' incarnation from his birth. His life always pointed to his death. The manger was a setup for more things to come. Let's just read this again.
You can't ever get enough of God's word. Amen? Never. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was the governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. Being of the house and lineage of David did not mean that he was some kind of distant third or fourth cousin, fourth removed. Of the house and lineage meant that Joseph, if things had gone the way they were supposed to go, according to the way things were set up for the king, Joseph would have been a king. But Joseph is a carpenter. To be taxed with his espoused wife being great with child. She was pregnant to the max, okay? And so it was that when they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for him in the inn. Y'all ready to go for a little ride? Ready? I don't mean get up and go anywhere. Stay right there. We're going to go for a little ride. Okay. We're going to connect some dots. We're going to connect these dots. And when we connect these dots, I want you to see how the manger was a setup for what was coming at the cross. Okay? You're going to like Mighty Army tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow. Mighty Army is going to be, let's see here if I can remember the exact words of Mighty Army tomorrow. And let's see here. We're going to be here somewhere. Let's see here. Where's it at? I'll get it in a second. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. See here. Pop it up. No contacts. Technology is awesome when it works. And it's not awesome when it doesn't work. Okay. There will be no crown bearers in heaven who are not cross bearers on earth. Wow. Think about it. No crown bearers in heaven who are not cross bearers on earth. The manger was a setup for the cross. What we saw in 2020 is a setup for a major cross for us until the rapture takes place. Okay? So here we go. Watch this. Here we go. We'll do some comparisons here. First, there was no room. Okay? It was crowded there. Everybody was coming to be taxed. There was no room in the inn. And so they had to wind up going to this little manger. And it was just a dreaded place. It was a nasty place. It was a filthy place. Can you imagine trying to have a child in such a filthy place as a cave that is cold, it is damp, it's got animal smells, animal refuge in there, all kinds of stuff. But you know what? Still, God was in control. On the cross, here's a comparison. It was crowded there because now it's Passover. It was a celebration. At the manger, it was dreaded because of taxes, and it was dreaded because of where they were at. Here was a celebration because they were celebrating what God was doing, and even when Christ was dying, they celebrated his death. Still, God was in control. Get ready. We're going to try to do this kind of quick, okay? So we can go ahead and get all the way through this. Ready? Manger and cross again. Accomplished. It said the days were accomplished. The fullness of time was come. Galatians 4, 5, and 6 says, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. So watch this. In the book of Luke. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered in the fullness of time. On the cross, again, fullness of time, to redeem that which were under the law, that they might receive the adoption of sons. And knowing this, that everything had now been accomplished, and to fulfill the scripture, Jesus said, I am thirsty. And a jar of sour wine was sitting there, and they soaked the sponge in wine, putting it on a stalk of hyssop, and lifted it to his mouth. And when he received the sour wine, he cried, it is finished. And bowing his head, he yielded up his spirit. It's amazing how all this fits together. Okay. Let's see. Did I go forward or back? There we are. Get ready. The cave was a borrowed stable. You see, he had no way, but God made a way where there was no way. His tomb, again, was a cave. It was a borrowed tomb. They had no way, but God made a way where there was no way. Remember, this is all a setup. Every bit of it is a setup. The manger itself. The manger, this is, watch it. It was broken wood. It was built to carry out a common task, to dispense broken food. Jesus was helpless. Not only was he helpless, he was in the hands of others. They had to take care of him. Watch this now. In that manger, his back was upon the wood, lying there as a precious gift. The cross. Watch this. The cross was made of broken wood. It was to carry out a common task. It was to dispense a broken body. People on the cross were helpless. Not only were they helpless, they were in the hands of others. Likewise, their back was on wood, and it was a precious gift, what Jesus was about to do. Wow, what a setup. Whoa. Y'all say that with me. Whoa. Okay, let's go a little bit further. Almost finished. Oh, look at there. Ain't that sweet? That's my baby picture. No, it's not my baby picture. Amen. All right. My mama didn't have a camera when I was born, and I said, I wish I had some baby pictures. She said, I'm glad we didn't have camera. You're right, son. I wish we had some. Swaddling clothes. They were made of linen strips. They were there to secure the baby, to bring comfort. They were only temporary. They were a one-time use, and soon these swaddling clothes would be empty. Now let's go to the cross. There's grave clothes. The grave clothes were made of linen strips. They were there to bring comfort to the people that were burying them. It was temporary. It was a one-time use. But soon they would be empty. See the setup? Look at the setup here. Wow. Now, when I'm just about through, the dependable guide was a star. High and lifted up, it pointed to God. Darkness could not hide it, only made it brighter, giving people hope. The cross was a dependable guide because, watch this, it's high and lifted up, it points to God. Darkness cannot hide it. Amen. And it only makes the darkness only makes the cross brighter, and it gives hope. Get ready. Last one. Angels announced to the shepherds. The shepherds were common people with an uncommon message. It brought fear and it became joy. Here he is. Common people spreading an uncommon message. Amen. Angels at the cross, they announced to common people an uncommon message that he was not here. It brought fear. It became joy. He is not here. Common people spreading a common message. The manger became a symbol of hope and life. The cross became a symbol of hope and life. From your beginning to your end, God's got you. Now I want you to think about something. I'm getting ready to close. I want you to think about it. Thinking about 2020. 2021, 2022, 2023. I really believe with all my heart that there's going to be a rapture take place sometime in that area. I really do believe it. I can't pinpoint it. Nobody can pinpoint it. Nobody knows. But it says you can tell by what's going on that you can tell the seasons by the blooming of the fig tree. You know, summer's nigh. When you see these things start happening, know that my coming is nigh. His coming's here. I mean, it's here. Very much here. Okay? So now, watch this. He did not come to take away the pain. How many said pain in your life? You can all raise your hand. He just didn't come to take the pain away. Amen. He came to share the pain. He came to help us bear the pain. To show us how and help us bear the cross that we face in our own lives. I'm here to tell you something. Watch, and I'm getting ready to close. Y'all guys get ready to play something. Just as 2020 was a picture of things to come, 2020 was likewise, I should have put zero. Just as the manger was a picture of things to come, 2020 was likewise a picture of things coming. I want everybody to stand. Don't be surprised within the next few years Christmas celebrations with Christ in it will be squelched. Or it'll be so watered down it won't mean anything. Enjoy this Christmas. Just like the manger pointed to the cross, 2020 is the beginning. Remember, it's going to get worse before it gets better. I think about my loved ones and all the pain they went through during their life and during their sicknesses. But on the other side of that pain, now they have an unspeakable joy in the presence of Almighty God. It got a whole lot worse before it got better. The same way, I believe that we haven't seen the worst of it. But Jesus came to share and to strengthen us in what's coming down. God's got this. I'm not afraid. I don't like some of the things I'm seeing, but I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of what's coming. I dread what's coming, but I'm not afraid of it because I know I got God. Now's not the time to be afraid and run and hide. Now's the time to hold your head up high. Proclaim Christ. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I know this might not be the Christmas message you were expecting to hear, but I think it was pretty tame considering what we've been through in 2020. All that Jesus went through and his family went through, but in the end, something powerful took place. And he went through that so he could help us when we have our times of trial. With every head bowed, every eye closed. The worst fear that I would have, I don't have this, but it's one I would have, is to know that I might have to face something even worse than 2020 on my own, without the help of God, without being or having the comfort of being called His child. With every head bowed and every eye closed, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, would you put up that hand? Just put it up quickly. We're not going to make a spectacle out of you. Nobody's going to even see it but just me. If you don't know Him, the full part is Him, put your hand up. We'll pray. Maybe, just maybe, you and God, y'all got it together so as being the child, but you've been a rebellious child. You kind of wandered the wrong way or to the left or the right, and you know that things could be better. And you just want to get things better between you and God. I'm not saying you're not saved. You just want things better between you and God. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Would you just slip up that hand and say, I want better. I want better. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. Maybe you're here today and you and God got it together and you feel like you and Him got it together right. But all this stuff coming down has you wondering, has you thinking, what is happening? What is going on? How am I to handle this? What if the day came when they came and told me to take the mark? What if all these things we see in Revelation start unfolding in front of our very eyes? How do I handle it? And your life is full of questions. And it even startles you. If I'm speaking to you right now with nobody looking around, every eye closed, but you put that hand and say, yes, I'm full of questions. I'm not even sure anymore because my life has been turned upside down. My family's been turned upside down. What's right is right. What's wrong is wrong. What's right is wrong. What's wrong is right. Been turned inside out. On my job. Wherever. Let's pray together right now. Y'all pray out loud with me. Father, I love You. I trust You. I give You me. I thank You, God, for the precious gift You've given me, and that's Your Son. Help me to take advantage of it, to hold on to it, to trust You in all of this. And to know that everything is going to be all right. I thank you for that, God. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Now, I know everybody's busy for the holidays, but if you get a chance, Tuesday nights, we're talking about handling holiday stress, and it's been good stuff. It's not on YouTube like this is, or on Facebook like this is. It's just back there, but you get to talk and ask questions. And we get very deep, because Ashley, 3 weeks ago, started this, and I haven't got to part to the second question yet. This will be the third week and hadn't even got to the second question yet. Okay? So this is deep. This is very deep and it's very good. And so and everybody gets to put in. Everybody we get strong off each other. Remember, all of us are smarter than one of us. Okay? All of us are smarter than one of us. Okay? And all of us can handle this better than one of us can. So, Tuesday night, you get a chance to come out. If you don't, next week we got the parade. Please sign up to do something in the parade. It's not going to be humongous like it has been in the past, because some people that have died, other people, they don't want to get out because of COVID, but we want to do something for the community to have some type of normalcy. And there will be a Santa, and he'll be up on the front, and we're going to have roped off, and people can still get their pictures taken with Santa. They just get it taken, a 6-foot Santa, 6 foot away from a real Santa. Not a board, a real Santa. They just have to get on the steps and Santa can stand by the door and they can take pictures with Santa. Okay? So and there are going to be candy given out and gifts to the children. So there's still stuff going to be going on. It's just going to be different. Very different. Okay? Our hearts and minds clear? Look, it's fine, Tammy. You're looking good. Now put your mask on and say you're looking better. I know. Trying to be a stinker here. All right. Get ready to close in prayer. Brandon, will you close us in prayer, brother?